This is New Hampshire Today. I am Chris Ryan. So please, you can join us here for the program. This segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Well, earlier today, we had an interview on the program with Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy. And one of the things that I touched upon with Bruce was attire that coaches wear. In the NBA, we saw the transition from suits and ties to, you know, branded team wear, and really NHL coaches are the only ones left wearing suit and ties. And really in this COVID environment, we've seen a transition to casual wear. And, you know, I think you lose a little something when that takes place. I like to dress up, not every day, but I like to dress up for time to time. You certainly get a different feel when you do dress up, when you have the suit and the tie on, and you have you know, those nice kicks on as well, nice shoes,
yep.
You just feel different. And I think that there's something to be said. I feel like that's what we wear in a suit and a tie. As joining us right now on the program is Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, Chris.
So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you're a plumber, so you don't think of a plumber being, you know, dressed to the nines. But to me, I think that there's something to be said for whether it's going to church, whether it's, you know, going out to dinner, you know, wearing a vest, wearing something that makes you feel good. You get a different feel, you get a different confidence, in my view, when you're wearing, when you're dressed well. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. In B&I, when I was trying to figure it all out and how I could serve the public better and stuff, you know, they had us do an exercise. They were like, close your eyes and visualize your best clients. Well, I visualized my best clients in suits because I figured, you know, they would value what I do and they would be the ones that wouldn't mind paying, you know, for our services. And so they said, that's what you should wear. I'm like, really? A plumber in a suit? So all of a sudden it was interesting because I ended up starting to wear suits and then I was going on estimates with suits and then all of a sudden, I'm getting known as the best-dressed plumber, so I differentiated myself from the pack, and it was really interesting, and I had a lot of fun with it, and some of it was positive, and some of it wasn't so positive. It was interesting, you know?
Right.
Some people look, and they're like, well, you're overdressed, you know? Like, well, are you going to charge me too much?
Right. No, that's a really good point. So in sales, which is a part of radio, and really sales is everything in life. You're constantly selling yourself, as we've talked about before. There is a mixed feeling, in my view, on how you should dress. And if you are, you know, meeting with, you know, the governor or the CEO of a company, you should probably wear, you know, suit and tie. But if you're going down to talk to folks at the garage, then you're kind of overdressed for that. And so much can be stated by how you are looking stylistically. So I could totally see that with you, where from a business perspective, you go into a business setting, go into B&I, and you're wearing a suit instead of a stained Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning sweatshirt, right? And jeans.
Yeah.
And like, this guy is a successful guy. He's not just the owner of the company. He's owner of a successful company where... Yeah. In the other side of things, you look like a working person, and you look like somebody that works hard and is a work. You work hard, and you're the owner. So something is to be said for both, in my view, to have like that common person look and also that successful person look. But basically, you know, we all talk about we want to be true to ourselves, and you want to be true to who you are as a person. But to me, in order to be successful, you have to combine both. You have to be true to who you are as an individual, but you also have to meet the moment, and you have to understand your audience. And that, to me, is, you know, how you go about making adaptations from a stylistic standpoint, right? You need to meet your audience and figure out what's the best look for me, either on a consistent basis and kind of play the percentages, or how to tailor that look for who you are, you know, presenting to or meeting with.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It was interesting because the suit ended up getting me into the boardrooms because then I started getting on the board of directors on different organizations, and then also I was on the mechanical board, and then I was a director for B&I for 6 years. So it was interesting that I started to gravitate towards the way I was dressed. It was really, it was a phenomenal that I look back at it now and go, wow, you know, like this was a little bit of my destiny, but I didn't really get it at the time. It was cool.
So to me, you could break down the different aspects of the, you know, the look and what you're trying to do. And, you know, there's different parts, like whether you're going to wear a hat or not wear a hat. For me, my, you know, signature look, quote unquote, is vest, rolled up sleeves, and dress shirt, tie, and either, you know, jeans or khakis or, you know, wherever the case may be. So that to me is the look that I feel the most comfortable in. But then there's the piece of the footwear and, you know, what do you go with? And to me, you know, the footwear and also socks are kind of the variable, right? So I got cowboy boots, I got dress shoes, I got Chuck Taylors, I got regular sneakers. And to me, that's kind of that kind of allows me to kind of show the mood and set the tone. So it's all very strange, and I understand the comedic aspect of this. But
I'm liking you talking about shoes, though.
But for me, the difference in how formal I am or the environment is based upon the shoes. So I'm going to stick with my normal outfit, but then the shoes dictate whether or not I'm at a high level business thing, whether I'm hanging out, whether I want to feel cool, whether I want to look like my millennial self with my Chuck Taylors. That to me sets the tone. The shoes more than anything else.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny on how shoes, when you put them on, will just put you in that mood, right? And I see that with myself, and I know when I buy some new shoes, whether they're sneakers or they're nice shoes off Broadway, wherever I'm going. I'll tell you, I love shoes. I really do. They make you feel so good.
They do, and you know, particularly around here. I mean, there's different types of footwear too. I mean, when you consider the winter and the mud and all that, you got your boots, you got your muckrakers, you got your snowshoes. You know, there's a whole bunch of different aspects of footwear, you know, more so than anywhere else. I mean, if you think about the different aspects of living in New Hampshire versus living somewhere else. I mean, if you live in, Florida and, you know, around Miami, you probably have like three different types of footwear. You got sandals, you got sneakers for running, working out, and then you have perhaps like some loafers. And those are that's it. But here you have like a wide gamut. You have your like work boots. You have like going to work boots. You have your work boots. You have your snow boots. You have running shoes. You have dress shoes. You kind of go across the board. Like my grandmother always used to refer to our house as being the house of the centipedes because there's like just shoes everywhere. And that is living in the Northeast. That is living in New England. I mean, with all the different types of weather, that means all this different types of footwear.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I'm glad you brought up the sandals, because sandals always means vacationing, and vacationing sometimes happens in the winter. So, you know, my wife would go out and she'd get, you know, her nails done, and all of a sudden she's got her open-toe shoes and her sandals on, and she's letting her little piggies breathe, and she's so happy. And I'm like, oh, that is so fun. And, you know, if you can ever get to, the airport and then put on your sandals.
Right.
You know, and I know the girls love that. You know, they got their colors all flying and their toes are all looking prime. I love that. That's so much fun. And it brings me back to, like, when you're going to the Caribbean or you're taking a vacation and you're not supposed to wear sandals in the winter, and it, like, breaks that rule. And it's so much fun.
To me, sandals are my favorite type of foot attire, A. And B, it's totally that signal that you are on vacation. So you can go, you go to the airport in the middle of, to me, you know, my favorite trip for years was going down to the U.S. Virgin Islands and St. Thomas and St. John. And that had changed, obviously, with COVID and the hurricane, which took place down there and ravaged the island, but things are on the rebound. But to me, you go to the airport, it's snowy, you got your sneakers on, and then you get to the airport, you take the sneakers off, you take the socks off, you put the sandals on, you get on the plane, and you, my friend, are on vacation.
Yeah, yeah, and I like how you can take the sandals right into the water. You know what? You don't even have to worry. Go right on in there.
Right. Sandals are the absolute best. So what do you got on tap this weekend? You doing some ice fishing?
Yep, I'm going to be doing a little bit of ice fishing with my daughter. I can't wait for Saturday. It's going to be an exciting time. What about you?
So it is school vacation week coming up next week here in Hampshire. So I got a lot of skiing on the docket with the boys. I think we're going to head to Loon. We're going to head to Bretton Woods and probably Cannon, too. And just figuring out the days on that. But it's been a really good winter up there from a snow perspective. The snow is good, and we're looking forward to getting some skiing in the White Mountains. Was at Waterville the other day. Great runs there. Mountain's pretty much 100% open at this point. So, yeah, get some skiing in this weekend. Hope you have some fun, and we'll chat again next week.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, that is Steve Labby. He is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. This is New Hampshire Today.